U.S. in recession since 2022 after inflation adjustments, new research shows. New research by a pair of prominent economists suggests that the U.S. economy has been in a recession for the last 2 years after inflation adjustments are taken into account. According to Bureau of Labor Statistics data, cumulative inflation since 2019 has totaled nearly 25%. But inflation figures have been understated by nearly half, resulting in cumulative growth to be overstated by roughly 15%, say economists E.J. Antony and Peter Streetange. Moreover, these adjustments indicate that the American economy has actually been in recession since 2022. They wrote in a new study published in Brownstone Journal. Undercounting inflation has implications for economic growth, because rapid price changes have bolstered the nominal values of a wide array of economic metrics, without resulting in any real change. Antony and Streetange cited several data points comparing nominal and real since January 2019. New orders for durable goods have increased 7.5% but fallen 13.4%. Retail sales have rocketed more than 23% but rose 3.2% after adjusting for inflation. Nominal disposable personal income has surged about 35%, but the real rate has been just nearly 13%. Nominal GDP at a seasonally adjusted annualized rate shows the national economy has soared 37.4% from the first quarter of 2019 to the second quarter of 2024. The Bureau of Economic Analysis uses the GDP price deflator, a tool that reduces the value of goods and services produced in the wider economy, to reflect inflation revisions. When it is applied, nominal growth declines to 13.7% in this five-year span. But this is flawed, the economists stated. Utilizing a modified GDP deflator that includes more accurate metrics for housing, regulatory costs, and indirect costs yields a more accurate inflation measurement and therefore a more accurate valuation of real GDP, the paper said. Antony and Streetange concluded that the adjusted real GDP fell 2.5% from the first quarter of 2019 to the second quarter of 2024 and entered a recession in early 2022. Even without considering population growth and per capita GDP, the adjusted real GDP values imply that the nation entered a recession in the first quarter of 2022 and remained in that contraction through the second quarter of 2024, they wrote. Egregious biases in inflation data. The paper aimed to address various egregious biases in inflation statistics to gauge an accurate assessment of inflation over the last 5 years. This matters not only because of the political salience of rising prices, but also because official inflation numbers are used to calculate real economic growth by adjusting nominal dollars to inflation-adjusted dollars, the economists wrote. Antony and Streetange noted that government inflation measurements have many shortcomings, from housing to health insurance. U.S. home prices have accelerated to all-time highs since the pandemic, surpassing rents in the same span. The CPI has grossly underestimated housing cost inflation, they wrote, highlighting that the Consumer Price Index fails to actually account for the direct cost of homeownership. Instead, federal statisticians rely on the owner's equivalent rent of residences, which accounts for more than 26% of the CPI. If the costs to rent and own change commensurately over time, then this methodology will be relatively accurate, the economists stated. Unfortunately, the cost of owning a home has risen much faster than rents over the last 4 years, and the CPI has grossly underestimated housing cost inflation. In 1983, the federal government changed its CPI inflation calculations by transitioning from tracking mortgages and housing costs to monitoring owner's equivalent rent. The objective behind the modification was that the measurement would be less volatile, and officials viewed housing as an investment. In the August CPI report, this category jumped 0.5% monthly and 5.4% year over year. Measuring price changes when consumers are not directly charged for services is another challenge to accurately measuring inflation. Health insurance is one example of this hurdle to correctly assessing inflation. Premiums are used both to pay for the actual cost of providing the service of insurance and for medical services and commodities, the report said. The CPI neglects both, and instead imputes the cost of health insurance from the profits of health insurers. Last month, the health insurance component of the CPI was little changed monthly and rose 3.3% from a year ago. Quantifying the effects of government regulations can also be a roadblock to better understanding inflation because statistics agencies will determine prices are lower if products have improved. The difficulty of estimating such improvements can result in artificial cost reductions due to perceived benefits to the consumer that do not actually exist, they said. Solid growth, low inflation ahead. Forecasters. The U.S. government recently reported that the economy grew faster than initially reported in 2023. The Bureau of Economic Analysis released its annual benchmark revision report last month. The changes confirmed that the GDP growth rate was 2.9% last year, up from the previous estimate of 2.5%. Additionally, growth in 2022 was revised higher by 0.6 percentage points to 2.5%. Higher corporate profits, consumer spending, and business investment drove adjustments. The first half recession in 2022 was also canceled as the year's second quarter growth rate was revised higher to 0.3% from negative 0.4%. Forecasters anticipate strong economic growth and low inflation for the rest of the year. According to the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta's GDP Now forecasting model's estimate, the U.S. economy is expected to expand by 3.2% in the third quarter. The New York Fed staff nowcast shows comparable growth projections. The Cleveland Fed's inflation nowcasting suggests the annual inflation will ease to 2.3% in the next CPI report.